Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing great.
Awesome. You look great.
Oh, thank you.
We had a little bit of technical issues here.
We did?
Yeah, GarageBand just wouldn't fire up. I had to reboot the iMac.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's probably been a week since it's been restarted, so maybe it was due.
That could do it.
Yeah, stuff gets gummed up somehow.
But you didn't know how bad I look when I walked in the door. I had to go fix myself up in the bathroom. I sprayed red stuff in my hair.
Yeah.
And I don't think I shook the can enough, and it was all blotched. Like, you know, when you spray paint really bad and you get the pieces, things. I had that all in my hair. Didn't even realize I left like that. Even saw people on my way out of the building and everything. I had like red on my forehead, and it was just a mess, man. Had to go through, get a Timmy's card through the drive through, like that and everything. And that, so I soaked my head in your John.
Maybe they, thought you were doing a Snips the Clown routine.
It could have been. Yeah. Whoever that is.
Whoever that is, snipstheclown.com. Find out for yourself. Hire yourself a clown with red spray paint in his mohawk head.
You ever listen to WRIF?
Yes.
You ever heard the Hire It Done guy in the mornings?
No.
Okay. Never?
No.
Okay.
I tend not to listen to the riff in the morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, this is Saturday or Sunday mornings or something.
Well,
like, it's not
crazy.
Drew and Mike or anything. It's the, you know, or Drew. Anyway,
No, it's Drew and Mike now.
Oh, is he back?
He's back.
No.
Yes.
Well, he was only gone for a while.
About a year, wasn't it?
Yeah, but did people know he was intending to come back or no?
I don't think so.
Wow. Well, that's good. Because Mike's all right, but I didn't care for the people that were with him after. Like, he had too much of the girl and too much of the new guy and thing and... in the morning, right?
It was Mike in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's back to Drew and Mike.
That's what you need, Mike in the morning.
That's what my wife needs.
Mike in the morning?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm the man.
Well, you're in the morning. Here, okay.
Lippo in the morning.
Lippo in the morning, yeah. Lippo in the late afternoon. Late show with Lippo?
There's a song there somewhere. Lippo in the morning, Lippo in the evening.
Write it. So I'm fresh a week back from New York.
Fresh back.
That's something new.
Was it a vacation when you came back and said, I feel good now?
No, it's like, wow, I just want to go back to New York. How can I get a place in New York? That's what I got to figure out.
You want to live there?
Well, I'd love to live in New York.
Well, get there.
Well, I'm going to try.
I want to visit you a lot.
I'm doing everything I can to get there.
Are you really?
Believe me. Yeah. Of course, that's all. The only reason I do everything
is to get out of New York. No,
yeah, well, New York, yeah. Before I would have been nice to go somewhere warm all year, which I would still not mind doing. But New York, man, it's just so happening, so cool. It's crazy. It's busy and it's got great bagels.
It's got great bagels. Why'd you move to New York, Big JD? Oh, the bagels, they're awesome.
It's the bagels. I moved next door to Murray's Bagels, and I'd be all set for the rest of my life.
Is Murray still living?
I don't know. I don't know who Murray is, but. Wow. He makes good bagels, that's for sure.
Well, so, they're like a meal, these bagels.
They're big bagels, yeah. Pretty big size bagels. We saw Pete Coriale, comedian Pete Coriale.
Yeah.
Very good.
Check him out on YouTube. He's got a lot of good stuff on there.
And one of the guys from Dave Chappelle's show, I don't remember the guy's name. He looks like Chappelle. And he does a lot of Obama stuff. He's really good at it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another guy there that's pretty good, too, and he's done some stand-up stuff on, I think, HBO and Comedy Network or whatever they
Comedy
all
Central.
Are. Yeah. Comedy Central. Oh, they're pretty funny. I was front row, and it was all about the mohawk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got heckled.
Yeah, really bad, yeah.
You weren't.
It was funny.
You weren't doing the heckling. You were getting heckled.
Yeah, pretty much. I had some back and forth, but it was pretty funny. The one guy in particular was really funny. He had a good funny line. It was, he was bald.
Yeah.
And he says, buddy, as shitty as that looks, I'm still jealous. Everybody's roaring. It was very funny.
Oh, boy. And, of course, you were a good sport about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you're there to laugh.
And then I met Pete after, and what else did I do there? Went out for lunch with Paul Howard.
Yeah, I saw some.
Which was a blast. It was a real
blast.
Where'd
you go? Where was that setting?
It was like La Cucina.
La Cucina?
La Cucina.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a La Cucina here in Tecumseh.
There is?
Yes.
Can't be the same thing.
Well, I doubt it, but.
But there's a lot of La Cucinas over there.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, it's like a chain kind of thing or something.
Oh.
Yeah, there's more than one.
Maybe
it's possible then. Yeah. I'm sure it's some kind of franchise and it's
like a French.
Decent place though.
Mexican place is what it sounds like.
French Mexican, yeah. La for French and Cucina for Consuelos. I think that was our, the maid in the hotel. No, I don't know.
Consuelo.
What else did we do there? A couple Apple stores.
Of course.
The one I had never been to.
The Greenwich Village?
Yeah.
And what's that like?
It's like a warehouse. Very different. I was standing in front of it and I'm like, where is this place? I don't see it. I don't see anything. There was a little black apple up on over the top of one of the doors. Like outward, like kind of, you know, and that's it.
There was
a big billboard on top of it, but I'm like, I've never really associated that with an Apple store. You know what I mean?
Right. There was. I remember a couple of years ago when that opened. There was a big stink about the way they were going to dress up the front of the building because there's you know the whole Greenwich Village neighborhood society thing, whatever that is, and
yeah, and this building just looks like an old warehouse.
You have to conform to a certain
three levels.
It's a three-level
area?
Yeah. And the one on Fifth Avenue is just the one level?
The one on Fifth is, yeah, just the lower level. That's it. You walk into the cube, go down the stairs or elevator, and yeah. And I was telling you before that I think this is the first time I've ever been to New York while it was like pouring rain. And the umbrellas, they had two little machine things. When you got up to the front, to the doors to the Apple store on Fifth Avenue, you put your umbrella in this little thing. And when you pull it out, it's bagged.
What kind of bag is it?
Clear, white, plastic bag.
It's plastic. So yeah. What do you do with
it? So
your
it's
bag?
Like when you put your thing in, obviously, you're going into a bag. And then when you pull it out.
It's all tightly nice.
It's not necessarily tight. It's just all the way up your umbrella. So then you hold it there or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
But it contains the wetness. Kind of like a diaper.
or something else. So what do you do with your bag when you leave? There's gotta be some environmentally sound thing.
They have
they
garbage pail like there and whatever. You can get up to the front door again there and then
you toss it in there,
pull the thing out. Yeah.
Okay.
Put your umbrella out.
You think they would recycle these
bags.
But
it was pretty wild then. And I was wondering why is there such a huge lineup on a Tuesday afternoon at the Apple store? But that was a little slower because you had to bag your umbrella.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
or check it. No checking.
Check your umbrella at the coat check. Tuesday afternoon you got there, right?
Tuesday afternoon, yeah.
Sounds like a Moody Blues song.
Tuesday.
They're using that for a commercial now, aren't they?
I think you're right, but I can't recall what it was.
Yeah, me neither.
But anyway, yeah, it was a blast. Can't wait to go back.
So what did you and Paul talk about? What's the scoop? What's going on?
Everything. A lot of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, the past, present, future, fathers. Three Stooges, a lot of stories. He told a lot of stories, too, about just, you know, things with his dad and that.
He seems like a kooky guy. Just watch him.
Yeah, yeah. He's funny. And he, you know, when you take a picture with him, he wants to do the thing, like his, you know, the eye poke thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. And I never realized how much he looks like his dad because I didn't really think he did. You know what I mean?
Right.
Before. And
excuse me.
But I could see it more when I met him and that, so. It was fun, and he took a couple pictures of Lana and I too. So
that's nice.
And I got some video with him, and so he's pretty open about all that stuff,
which is great.
Yeah.
So he's a retired advertising agency artist
correct? Guy. I don't know what he did exactly, but he is a caricature artist now. That's what he does.
Caricature.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good. He's very good. Mm-hmm. The one he did of your dad is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
I noticed you had another caricature done of you and Lana on the streets of New York.
Yeah, that was just on the streets of New York. Oh, what a fun fiasco that was. $5 for caricature. And I'm like, oh, that's sweet. And I kind of forgot about it. And then I never mentioned it again about getting it done. But I had talked to Paul about doing a caricature of Lana and I for our anniversary. And then I just kind of slipped my mind. I forgot about it and never mentioned it to him before I went again. And then
I didn't realize
until we got our caricatures done. And I told Paul this story because it was really funny. $5 on Broadway. And it was the same guy that did my 40th birthday caricature. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yes, I did.
But this was the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he's Chinese or something. He pretends that he doesn't know English or anything. $5. You get the caricature. And he says, oh, he's showing you that it's smudges. We put it in the frame. It's just cardboard with a clear plastic on the front, you know, so you can carry it around and we don't have to roll it up or whatever.
How much is that?
So she gives him $10. No. He points. It's $20. Frame, $20. So she gives him $50 bill and she's waiting for her $10 change. No. $5 for the picture, $20 for the frame. $25 each. $50 from five each. Yeah, it was a good. And I'm like, yeah. You get to keep it because that was good. Yeah, I won't do anything about it. That was really good.
That was awesome. And you think? Did you tell him that it was you're the same guy who got us for my birthday?
Yeah, but he his head bobs around like he doesn't know what you're saying. But that's all part of the scam, I think. Don't know English. Come on. Because you try and get your money, but he goes, he points. He never says a word. He doesn't say a word the whole time. Never last time he never said a word either.
Maybe he's autistic.
He's artistic, but I don't know if he's autistic, but he's a sham.
Scam. That's a scam. No doubt.
Yeah.
He's got his deal. Imagine if he gets 10 people in one day to pay him $50. $500, thank you very much.
Yeah, in a day, and there's millions of people walking by him. Somebody's going to stop. He's really good, though. Really good.
I saw
artist,
that, yeah.
You know. And this one, it wasn't bad. It's a kind of a goofy take of me and the goofy one, Atlanta.
Right, yeah. It's not so true to life like Paul's is of your dad's, like this face. Like, it's kind of true.
Yeah, it's a little more true to life, I guess, and yet in a funny, he likes to make them in a comical situation, like yes, my dad's Jeep or with somebody's motorcycle or car or things, you know. He likes to put something there, and so that was cool. But yeah, I'm just honored to have that thing from him, and he signed my Three Stooges fan club card.
Oh yeah,
I meant to bring. He was there was a picture of him in the last issue of the Three Stooges fan club newsletter, and I meant to bring it, and I forgot it. So, but I had that card with me just because I had it in my wallet, and I don't know why I keep it in there, but I did.
That's funny.
And so he signed it, and it's pretty funny.
Just in case you run into a Three Stooges fan club meeting that you didn't know was happening.
Yeah.
Can I get in? I got my card.
He's telling me, like, you got to come to the next thing in such and such. It's a big one, whatever, and yeah, it would be cool to go. Pennsylvania.
What is it, like a Three Stooges
convention?
Convention.
Big convention, yeah.
Next one's a big that's easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
You can drive there, no problem.
But New York in the wintertime, watching the ball drop.
Oh, you're going back.
It's already booked.
Sure. It's already booked.
Yeah.
And what's booked?
Well, we booked the room, and we're just waiting till they open to book into the restaurants or anything. So, you know what I mean? Because at the restaurants in Times Square,
yes,
that's, you know, kind of your ticket to not have to stay out in the freezing cold from 12 noon till they drop the ball at midnight.
Right.
People start lining up there in the morning. That's a long, cold day and night.
Could be, yeah.
You know, I would probably do it. She doesn't really want to do that, but you can get the restaurants. You get the whole big shebang party for the night that TGI
F.
Fridays, and the one we went to Olive Garden or Applebee's, I think, is there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and they have I guess you can see the stuff, and they let you out at midnight. They have an area that's probably their own area outside where you can go watch too, and so it'll be cool. But that opens in November to be able to book those.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you're getting there how?
How are we getting there?
Yeah.
Driving, skiing.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. Well, obviously, I'm going to have to fly probably, but that's even worse for me.
When you said it was booked, I just assumed you meant the flight was booked.
Oh, no, the hotel is booked. Okay. But the flight, I think she's on that right now because they're expensive already to fly there.
Really?
Yeah. So she's actually looking into a possibility of a package flying in a place instead of the place we're going to stay at, which is our usual Murray Hill Inn.
Right. You can probably end up saving a couple bucks the way she's thinking.
Yeah. So she's thinking about doing that, and then we'll just switch over. What else is going on? Jim Smallman retires.
We're going to
happy retirement, Jim.
We're diving into some news, aren't we?
No, that's not news. It's just stuff. It's not real news.
Oh, okay. Who's Jim Smallman?
My buddy Jim. Big Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah. He's done.
Happy retirement, Jim.
Isn't that awesome?
My buddy Dan Maurice also retired this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the leader in janitors.
Yeah.
At Chrysler's. Probably the best job you can retire from.
That's what Jim was doing, too. He probably knows him. I think he was a leader for the last while.
I'm almost positive they know each other, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Huh, I have to ask him about that. I'm going over there after this. Supposed to be there in 30 minutes. Wicked Angel CD, the remastered collection, now available at cdnrecords.com and other labels, I guess, in Europe. I guess they're distributed all over the place. And
he's like...
They're already selling. I'm just waiting to get the copy cash of the thing. But I don't know what I'll see out of it right now. And you know what I mean? The label's got to be paid, so... I think a next run would be cool for me, probably.
If they do another run.
Yeah.
And what did they release
on? Or another CD.
Just CD?
Yeah, just CD. You
got to press some vinyl.
No.
Did the original Wicked Angel ever press vinyl?
No.
No, okay.
No.
It was
never vinyl.
Cassettes.
A cassette, yeah. Store-bought style tapes.
That's interesting.
But digital. So I had transferred the original digital recording to disc too. So that's cool. Right from a DAT machine.
Awesome.
So it's nice to have that as well. And what else is going on? JDBC. Gearing up for some shows.
What?
Hoping to play in the near future. Might happen this summer. I don't know what's going on, but it's going pretty good, I got to say.
I'm pretty pleased. Practices are good.
Yeah.
Going good.
Yeah. Sounding very good and very heavy. Well, good bass player, man. 19-year-old bass player. Yeah. Kyle, if you're listening to the show, you're good, man. He's good. Been playing for a long time. He's gone through the music program at Walkerville.
He had already went through it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Done. He's out of school, but yeah. Played in a jazz band for a number of years and everything.
What's his aspirations after leaving Walkerville?
Jeffrey Davis Blues Connection. Is there anything else?
Probably.
Yeah. What, an education or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, something, yeah.
Yeah. Education. Moving on. No, he wants to go to university, but he's just not sure what he's going to do or where he's going to go yet.
Okay. Because the Walkerville program in Windsor is pretty, it's pretty happening. I wish I could have went to something like that when I was a teenager.
Yeah, same here. That would be nice. Didn't have that.
No.
When we were younger. Easy Mac makeover website. Got a temporary new thing up.
Yeah. And we recorded Mike and Jeff recorded a show right from the Fifth Avenue.
That's right. Yeah. You can check that out. Yeah. EasyMacPodcast.com, I guess it is.
I guess it is.
Yeah. No, yeah. The Easy Mac Podcast. No. I think I said that in the last something. I said to check out the website at theeasymacpodcast.com, but it wasn't.
Just E.
Easy. E. And so yesterday, I think I mentioned to you, I was going to the USA to see about getting into the film production business over there. That's getting ready to boom, skyrocket. It's already happening.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I went over there to see about getting in on with a production company over there, and this is looking really good for me. Writing. That's
the main thing. Yeah, yeah.
And so my buddy hooks me up with that. He produced the Cotton of Vice CD for Wicked Angel in 1990.
Yes.
And he's now a director, and he's working on this particular show, and he hooked me up with the producer guy and everything, and then so I went over there for auditions and talked to them about, you know, whatever, and he's been pretty interested, and I've talked to the guy already. I've emailed him a couple times back and forth, and so then I went there and talked to him, and it went really good. And then I went back last night to a big rap party because they were just finished all their auditions and all their stuff, so they had this big rave thing in a warehouse, you know.
Sweet.
It's pretty crazy, and it was pretty cool. So Lana came back with me to that last night, and then
that was right up her alley, right? Going to a rave.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. She got into it, and you know, I introduced her to a lot of people, and she's interested in, you know, maybe getting her hands in on that somehow, whatever she can do to help out, kind of thing. She's in on that with the university, so that's cool. So yeah, it's really cool, and I'm really pushing the writing thing, you know, to write for the shows,
right?
And it's looking good. I think it's like, you know, 95% in the bag.
Wow.
So something's going to come of that.
What is the state of the film industry in Michigan?
It's being deemed as Hollywood North.
I thought that was Toronto.
No, it's Detroit.
It's Detroit.
It's Michigan. Right here at home, baby.
I know that Kim and I watch a show that is set in Detroit. It's new, either Showtime or HBO. Hung. Oh, yeah? The show's called Hung.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, is that on the porn channel?
No, it's on HBO or Showtime.
Right, okay.
And the premise behind the show is this guy is separated from his wife, and his house burns down. He's desperate for money.
Yeah.
Runs into this chick who decides that he has sex with her. And then she figures she can sell his services to older, rich women in Grosse Pointe.
Oh, okay, nice.
So that's set in Detroit. And what else? I just... was there just a movie that I just saw shot in Detroit?
Gran Torino? Clint Eastwood?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. I'm thinking of something that's new that I just heard about was being shot there. It was just wrapped up or something. I forget what it is. But anyway.
The one show that they're working on right now is called, Rolling On, I think. And it's a reality TV show about the auto industry, the people who are losing their jobs in the auto industry and taking up new trade in the film industry.
That would be you.
Yeah, I'm one of them, really. But I'm not as interested in being on the show or anything like that. You know what I mean? I want to write.
Right. I think there's more opportunity for every peripheral occupation in the film industry. I mean, becoming an actor, yes, you really got to have some good stuff, but I think your odds are much lower. Whereas if you're a producer or director or a, don't kill my fruit flies.
The fruit fly. Oh, it's so fruity. But yeah, it's looking good, and now I just wait and hear back.
So you're just waiting for the call. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Let's see if there's anything else before we move on. I don't think I had anything else. Did you have anything else? Anything going on around here?
My life is...
Are you off again for a week or something like
I'm
that?
I'm off for a week, yes. Nice. And then after that, we go back to three shifts, working three shifts.
And the date today is what? Second or something like that?
August 2nd, yeah.
I was thinking about the Guitar Center trip, but... I got something ordered from there. I'm waiting for it to come in, but it won't be till around the 19th or so.
You ordered something from
Guitar Center, yeah, that monitor.
Oh, right.
Powered monitor.
Okay. So you want to go over there sometime?
Yeah, yeah. I want to go when it comes in. I'd like to go. And what else did I want to tell you? Possibly another Easy Mac podcast while you're off? Is that the plan?
That'd be a good plan.
Okay.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right. This morning I read that there was a big stage collapsed in Calgary, killing one person and injuring 15 others.
Stage?
A stage. Big stage in Canrose. Alberta, just outside of Calgary. It's like a big concert type.
Was there a band playing?
No, I don't think anybody was playing at the time, but there was people working on the stage.
Well, and anybody get killed?
One person got killed. And 15 people got sent to the hospital.
Wow.
A big storm came up.
Oh, it's an outdoor stage.
Yeah, it was outdoor stage. Yeah, I guess I should have mentioned that. Yeah. Do you got any other news? I mean, I do have other pieces here. Just got to...
I just have a couple goofy little things about entertainment.
Of course.
Pirates of the Caribbean. They're saying the franchise may have a new captain. And that's the headline. And it makes you think that, oh, Johnny Depp out? No, it's not him, but it's a new director. Ugly Betty may be getting a makeover because she's got a new position in that show. At Mode Magazine, she is now an editor. So there's talk about her getting some kind of makeover. You think that'd be good or not? You ever watch that show, Ugly Betty? It's pretty good. I think I like it. It's funny.
I'm sorry.
But anyway. Muscle-building miracle. Incredible scientific discovery fuels muscle growth naturally. And it's endorsed by the famous UFC fighter. Do you want to know who?
Yes. I'm trying to think. I was going to guess somebody, but...
Not going to tell you.
Okay.
Nitric oxide, though, is what it's called.
Nitrous oxide? What?
It's a renowned UFC fighter, Stefan Bonnar. Or they? Maybe it's Steven. But nitric oxide, yeah, is a muscle builder.
How'd they find that out, I wonder?
Just don't bump into anything.
Exactly.
So anyway, yeah, that's all the news I have. Anything else before we roll off?
I did have news on my other computer, but I ended up restarting it, so it's gone.
Okay, so moving on to today's topic.
Today's topic.
Desperado on the Jabbercast, and that's public libraries.
Is it public libraries we're going to talk about?
Well, I don't know. Is it public libraries or just libraries in general? It's actually the public library.
Okay.
And what does your local public library offer? And we're going to discuss it on the show today.
All right. When's the last time you went into a public library?
It's been a while.
Has it?
It's been a long while, yeah.
Well, it's been a couple weeks for me, I guess.
Well, you got kids. So is that part of the reason why you go? Or what do you do with the library?
It's at the arena.
Okay.
The library is at
the arena. So you just go in there because you're there?
Because you're there, yeah.
And so what do you do in the library when you go? You look for books?
That particular library has books that are specific to the area. Like old history books.
Right.
It's got the old land, how it was all carved
survey
up.
Stuff.
Yeah, survey whatever. Stuff. Thank you very much. So I find that kind of stuff kind of interesting, just local history and stuff like that. I remember there was a book that came out during the Centennial of Canada. And they had a book that recounted the past of Belle River,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I grew up in Belle River, and it's kind of, I find that stuff interesting myself.
That's cool, yeah.
And I don't know, I just, I have a history of, in my bedroom, my whole one wall was...
Yeah, you'd mentioned that before, books.
Books from floor to the ceiling, but they were all neatly categorized and... You know,
that's got to be partially because the fact your dad was a professor, that where you get some of your, I don't know, wanting to learn and like for books. And
right. He had his degree in library science, it's called.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was the librarian at Wayne State and the Detroit Institute of Technology.
Holy cow.
At the same time, he was also teaching.
Should have been interviewing your dad on my show.
I know, on your show.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
For you talking to me.
You talking to me.
He's done some cool stuff.
Well, if you find that stuff cool, I mean...
I do. It's interesting for somebody to talk to somebody about it. Yeah, I think so.
He's got a lot of...
You grew up with it, so it might be different.
Exactly. So, he was a librarian, so obviously everything was, you know, perfectly. He would go find a book there, and he would just...
I don't know if I asked you before, was there a ladder? It. You move along the wall?
No, but the top shelf, when I was a kid, I definitely needed a chair to get up on top.
Yep. Wow.
To, you know, see all the books that were up there. Mm-hmm. And those are usually the boring books anyway. There was a section on that wall. And this was a big room. Like a big room. My bedroom was big because I had two other brothers when my dad built the house. He made this... I suppose if you were a couple, you might make this the master bedroom.
Uh-huh.
But we had four kids and three bedrooms. So we stuck the three boys in one in the biggest bedroom. Yep. And as it was, I had to sleep on the floor.
Why?
We didn't have a bed for me. There was no,
you're the youngest?
No bed for Mike, yeah. We moved there when I was 5 years old or 6 years old. I'm trying to think.
You must have got a bed at some point, though.
Yeah, when my brother Dave.
Oh, you slept on the floor for years?
Years.
Or what?
Yeah.
No.
I'm telling you.
In what? Blankets?
My dad made this thing. It and it's rolled underneath the bed.
Yeah.
It was like a makeshift bed, basically.
It was a
piece of plywood with rails along the side that were made out of wood as well. Mm-hmm. And then he drilled casters underneath it. And then we got a sponge mattress, put that on top, put a sheet on top of that, and that was my bed.
Wow.
And pulled it out from under the bed every night.
That's something.
That is something. Tell
me something that he made it, actually. It wasn't like a trundle bed or something. I had a buddy. There were three Jeffs on my street, and we hung out all the time, slept over at each other's house and everything. One of them had a trundle bed he used to pull out. It was like folded or something, and you pulled it out. You opened it up.
Like a,
something like that.
Like a hotel cot when they bring it up.
Yeah, something like that. Trundle bed. I remember the name and remember seeing it. It just looked like a contraption with a little mattress on it. Yep. Steel, funny contraption. Well, that's pretty wild.
You would stick it in a closet or something, I imagine. Yeah, and then in that same room, we also had a desk that my dad made out of an old door. Or was it a new door, now that I think about it?
Hmm.
And he was good with the carpentry stuff, too, which is...
Sounds like it.
kind of interesting. And, yeah, so it was a big room, is my point, and there was a lot of books on the wall. I'm going to say, you know, 1,000 or 2,000, I don't know, just like a lot of books from one end to the other.
Do you have any of those books still today?
My dad still has a couple in his apartment.
Yeah?
I might have a couple here, too, if I try to dig them up.
Speaking of dad stuff, I came across somebody who has access to about another three or four of my dad's paintings I'm going to get pictures of.
Because your dad was a painter.
Yeah, he did oil painting. But all his pictures were sold, but some of them are neighbors had and stuff. So this girl has one, her mother has one, and she had two and gave one to her friend. So her friend has one. So right now there's, I think, three circulating right now that are, I don't have. I've managed to get photographs of 12 of his pictures so far.
And he was strictly oil?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, oil paint. Used to go to Detroit all the time to get his stuff in an supply store. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your dad would also take multiple trips to the States.
Oh, yeah. Every weekend they went to my parents, yeah. Shopping, Myers. Where else did they go that was big? Maybe Target or something like that. But Myers was the big thing because they shop for groceries there and other stuff and whatever. But then he got his art supplies there. And I don't know where else they went there. Oh, Beef Carver for dinner. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
They were there all the time. Gas.
Of course you get your gas there, yeah.
And he'd bring cans and fill them up. All kinds of them. Like four big, huge gas cans, fill them up, put them in the garage, and you'd still have more gas.
It's a way to do it.
Yeah, it was. Not today so much, but.
My parents went over there. We went to like Kresge's and Hudson's downtown.
Oh, Kresge's. Remember Kresge's here?
I remember, yeah.
Oh, I loved that place. They had the nicest lunch bars with big, thick chocolate icing on top. Well, I think I'm going to get a lunch bar after this, maybe.
Lunch bar.
Yeah, why not? It's Sunday, and it's the end of the road for me, boy. It's big workout time again for me. We had my vacation since New York.
Right. Took some time off. What was the... did you guys really watch what you ate when you went to New York?
No.
Just gave her.
Didn't really give her either, though.
No, I know.
But yeah, we stopped at... We went to Crumb's Cupcakes a couple times.
I saw that, yeah.
And I had some of those. You ever have those black... You've been in New York, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever have black and white cookies there? Half the icing is chocolate and half is white. They're called black and white cookies. You get them everywhere. I ate a bunch of those. And I had a little bit of maple candy. What do you call that stuff, man? It's like my favorite thing. And for some reason now, I don't remember what to call it. Not maple syrup. It's the hard maple candy, you know? Maple fudge? No. You know what I mean?
Toffee?
No. It looks like a shape of a leaf or something. They come in package or something. Well, this was all busted up because it was from some, you know, they make it all in bulk. But
right, and you suck on it, right? You suck on it? And
No, it's not like a candy like that. It's almost like a fudge, but it's maple. I think I just call it maple candy or something.
Oh, yeah.
There's a name for it, and I don't know why I forget because it's been my favorite my whole life. Maple. I could drink a bottle of maple syrup like nothing. You got one? I'll show you.
All right.
Next show. Save it for the raw food show in a couple of
weeks. Raw foods. Maple syrup. Maple sap right from the tree.
Back to the library.
There we go. Back to
I used to go to the library, and we'd rent movies there a lot. You could rent 8mm movies and stuff kind of things. You know what I mean? And
yep.
I remember renting Popeye cartoons and National Film Board films and stuff. And a lot of the things that we saw at school, we could get at the library, regular public library.
Right.
And you get the projector and everything and watch it at home.
I know.
Family thing.
It was awesome.
That was cool.
Right? We did that a few times. You can still rent a movie at the library. Yeah. I'm thinking, yeah, for sure.
Not film rolls, though?
No, I don't think you get the film rolls. But where are those? Is that stuff?
Well, I don't know.
It's got to be somewhere.
Yeah. There's
some really good National Film Board pictures.
Yeah, yeah. Some good animation shorts, too, and things. They got some good stuff.
Yeah. Even there's new stuff that the National Film Board...
There's grants, too, waiting for people to do things.
Grants just waiting.
Remember that?
I remember
that.
Remember
we were going to do something? I don't remember what it was, but something to do with the homeless.
we were going to feed the homeless.
I think we were going to beat homeless people up or something and film it.
We're going to go to Vancouver and shoot it.
That's right.
What was the movie that I just saw that was sponsored by the National Film Board of Canada?
Eskimo
with
Fun?
With Gord...
Oh, that was sponsored by them, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Canadian
could hardly
film.
Tell. What's it called? 1 week, yeah. It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't...
One of those National Film Board type films kind of thing.
Yeah, they showed
slow, sort of.
Sort of slow. They showed all the national monuments and all the towns, big nickel and the big chief, the big pipe, the big teepee.
I'd make one if I could get a grant for that. I'm in.
Yeah, that was probably someone's... Canadian vacation and they just got the money from the film board. Let's go on a tour of Canada. Well, how can we pay for that though? Well, let's get a grant and buy a projector or a film camera and let's go. That's what they did. Traveled across the country with a, what was it? What kind of bike?
Motorcycle? That was a Triumph he had, I think, wasn't it? No. Or was it BSA or a Norton or something?
Norton.
Yeah.
Norton!
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
This week on Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, it's The Who. John Entwistle singing The Quiet One. Because you got to be quiet in the library. All right, there you have The Who, John Entwistle.
You know the T silent at the end of that, right?
Yes, I do. Entwistle. And that's from Who Are You? No.
Is it from
Quadrant? It's the one with all the little faces on it. Tons of little faces and little squares boxes. It was after that, right after that, I think. What's it called?
Tons of little faces?
Yeah.
That doesn't even ring a bell.
I don't think it was from Who Are You, was it?
I don't think it was from Who Are You, no.
Yeah, it was the one after it with You Better, You Better, You Bet.
Oh, that's
You Better Love
Kenny
Me.
Kenny Jones on drums?
Da, da, ba, da, ba, da. I think it was, because then Corky Line, what's his name?
Keith
Richards. Keith Moon was the, his last album was Who Are You. So that was with the new guy,
yes.
I guess, and it was The Quiet One, which is...
Well, and that first album was...
what was it called?
Do Bit and Me. All the time. All yeah, time but that was... it was a pinball thing on the front of it.
Oh, Pinball Wizard? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're right. I just...
No, it had nothing to do with Pinball Wizard, but...
Okay.
Anyway.
The quiet find out one. For yourselves.
The quiet up on the one internet.
We China don't have time was. To do it. We got just too much area to cover here on the show.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
I recently got it. I got a couple things. I went to, when I was in New York, I went to Guitar Center there. Got myself a new strap.
You went to Guitar Center in New York?
Went to Guitar Center in New York. I got myself a padded strap. Is it ever awesome? Padded. What's, for these old shoulders.
What's the brand?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I know Jody Head makes a really nice strap.
I don't know. If, I think it was that. There
and
was,
she's from New
two.
York.
There was, well, there was one. It was normal width kind of and nice. And there was another one that was
wide.
Pretty good too, but it was too wide.
Oh, too wide.
It kind of seemed to pull up here a little bit when yeah. I was moving around and that, and I don't like that.
Can't have that.
No. And I went to another big music store.
The big music store in Manhattan, you're saying?
What is it? You know it. It's a big thing. And they have it was two sides of the street. You have to go on one side for drums and recording J&R. And stuff. And No. I went to J&R too. Oh. I went to J&R. That's where I got my Behringer UW300 Ultra Wah pedal. Ottawa.
It's Ottawa.
It's called the Ultra Wah, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, UW Ultra Wah 300. Yeah, but it's an Ottawa pedal.
You're not
pedal.
Talking about J&R.
$29.95. J&R was pretty cool.
Well, no kidding. They sell
it's huge, too. Yeah.
It's like just multiple places.
But it's one of them, like, there's so much of an area there. And when you go in, the computer thing, and it's different floors, and you have to check your bag in. So you got to give me your bag, and you know what I mean? And when I first did it, I'm like, my wallet was in the bag, so I didn't have it with me, even if I found something. And then I was checking out the Jobo and stuff there. But anyways, that's where I got that pedal, because they have a music store. It's really a store. You go in and out of all the J&R stores there.
Yeah.
But there was something else, not Steve's, a big music.
Steve's.
Yeah, I know, but a big music name like that, something something music store.
Oh, Sam Ash.
Sam Ash, yeah. So I went to Sam Ash, and what did I get at Sam Ash? Oh, I didn't get anything at Sam Ash.
Yeah.
I just checked it out, but they had some pretty good deals on some Marshall heads and cabs and stuff, used stuff, yeah.
Okay. Oh, used stuff maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
You're always going to get some.
Cool store, though.
Sam Ash, well, yeah, that's where a lot of guitar players from way back went and got their stuff.
Or you can call it Smash for short.
Smash. And there's other music stores around Sam Ash still, isn't there?
I don't know. I didn't really see anything else. And it was kind of I just saw it and went in. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even think to go there, actually.
It's like near the theater district.
I don't remember where I was. I was just like too in awe of New York.
But you're going back soon, so.
Yeah. It's going to be different in the winter, I think.
Maybe I'll go with you, but I just won't stand out in the cold.
There you go. I'll keep you in my pocket.
I'll go to some go to some party somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Find a party somewhere.
Stand inside.
So I had gotten what I want to talk about was some of the software that you can use for recording on your computer for Mac and PC, but Mac, of course, being the
preferred platform.
Right. Double P. And I got the Behringer Ultra Wah, and it's an auto wah. So instead of using an expression pedal type wah pedal to control it, you just kick it on and play, and it will work with the sensitivity you're playing and that kind of thing. And it's kind of neat. It's okay for somebody that doesn't want to play the pedal or isn't cord enough to play the pedal. Coordinate enough, maybe, or
it's not for every guitar situation. It's for more chord playing, isn't it? Wouldn't you say it's more for like to add texture?
I suppose it could be. It just depends on what your situation would want it for, and that you don't have to play it, and that it's constant. You know what I mean? As opposed to playing with a pedal, you know, you have to control that if you want the same thing all the time. And but the reason that I got it was because. I use a wah in pretty well every song. So there's some songs that doesn't really require me controlling it that strongly.
Right.
So I could click it on and then have the freedom to move around because you're confined to that pedal if you have to play it. So anyway, that's why I got that. But I just want to mention Native Instruments Guitar Rig, which is a whole
Rig rack.
Yeah. Guitar software plugin. And you can use them live, and you can get guitar rig combos now, and you can you get the different microphones, microphone placement in front of the speakers and behind, whatever, different cabinet simulation, and
that's nice.
It's really cool. And as well, a similar thing is IK Multimedia's Amplitude, another rack of gear that's, you know, you just put on your computer and you can use it to record or play live. And I really like Amplitude, but they came out with recently the Fender plugins, like officially licensed Fender plugins.
Yep.
I'm hoping they do that with Marshall sometime. Because if they do, that's, I would go standard to laptop. That's it.
Right. No,
it's got to be the real name, though, for me.
Of course.
They all have Marshall Sims, but it's not, you know,
stuff that they worked on to try to get it as close as they can.
Yeah.
Whereas Marshall will actually hand them the specs that they need.
Basically, yeah, yeah.
And as long as they license them. You have to think they're working on stuff like that.
I don't know. Look how long it takes to get a Fender one.
Right.
Before they actually release real ones, you know what I mean? But they have amps on there that look like a Marshall, you know, the gold and the black and same kind of look. And they give you the sound, basically, you know what I mean? There's some that are, like, pretty incredible, honestly.
Yeah.
And I've seen actual guys that have made, not for this, but actual Marshall plugins that are really phenomenal. I used to have one, but it's for PC only.
Okay.
It was really good. But when it's officially licensed, that's what I would use. Because it's, you know, it's from
the real deal
company. So
yeah.
Anyway, I just want to talk a little bit about, a little tech talk about software plugins and guitar things like that.
One thing I wanted to mention in the tech section was, did you hear about this Google Voice?
The Google Voice? No. What?
Yeah. It's a piece of software made by Google, of course. And what it does is it allows you to have one number, one phone number.
Yep.
Basically, and where people can get a hold of you. And it'll go to any phone that you're at. If you're sitting in your office, and the people just call the one number, and it'll automatically go to the right phone that you're at. I'm not exactly sure how it does its routing.
You obviously tell it to route wherever you are. Almost a call forwarding kind of thing.
Yes. But they made an app for the iPhone for this.
Okay. In the U.S. only, I'm sure?
Well, it was, but...
Oh, no. What am I talking about? I'm thinking Skype. Sorry.
Yeah, Skype is U.S. only.
Right.
And that That all had to do with the FCC, too. So here's what's happening is the FCC is...
The FCC won't leave me be. Let me be me.
Yes. Okay. M&M.
Sorry.
The FCC is now investigating what's the deal with telling Google Voice you can't have their app in the App Store, because it seems a little anti-competitive. So everybody thinks it's AT&T is telling Apple, no, we don't want this app on the App Store. It duplicates too much of our functionality, because here's a whole bunch of the stuff it can do. You can have call screening, of course. You can block calls. SMS is included right there. There's a big money loser for AT&T. So if you're using this over Wi-Fi or whatever, you don't need to pay 25 cents to get a text message. That just blows me away that all the cell phone companies are doing this now.
Right.
Cost to get a text message. Of course, you can place and take calls. You can have phone routing. So a phone ring is based on who calls. You know, most phones have that now, and it has call forwarding too. If you want to put it on a phone that you don't normally use, voicemail, of course, notifications, personalized greetings, conference calling. You can record your call on the phone. That's nice. Switch phones during a call. Google 411, so you get directory assistance for free on using this app. So they said no to that app. And so now the FCC is now saying it seems a little anti-competitive that you're not allowing this on these phones. So they're looking into it. And hopefully they make Apple use this app. It looks totally cool. Like, you know, they built this app and wrote it, and it works great on the iPhone. And then to have it discontinued is it's a shame, for one thing. But it also, it costs companies money to make these apps. A company like Google, they spent some dough on this money.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that they're hurting for money or anything, but still. So I just wanted to mention that Google Voice. It used to be called Grand Central. Google bought it and turned it into Google Voice.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit thejabbercast.com.
So, back to the libraries?
Back to the library.
Where do you think libraries came from? What do you think the history of a library is? Do you think it was like in Roman times or Greek times or...
That is a good question. I'm going to say Greek.
Egypt.
Oh, yeah?
which is somewhat before that. And supposedly in Sumer, S-U-M-E, they had clay tablets in cuneiform script. Do you remember taking that up in high school history? I do. I remember the word cuneiform.
Remember cuneiform.
And also things...
remember coliforms.
Temple records were kept on papyrus in ancient Egypt. The earliest discovered private archives were kept at Ugarit, which I think is also in Egypt as well.
Quit throwing the big words at us.
I'm trying to avoid it. Epic Gilgamesh. That's what it is.
Oh, that I know.
That was a book that was kept in the library. Then there was the Persian Empire also kept libraries around as well. So libraries have been around for a long time. Since the beginning of civilization, you have to think. I mean, that is a cornerstone of civilization, would you not say? Libraries? To have a repository of knowledge sitting somewhere for general reference for everybody.
Yeah, it's incredible, actually, when you think about it. And now they're scanning a lot of libraries to put them on, make them available on the internet.
There is
big libraries.
Google is one of the huge proponents of this, and so is, believe it or not, Microsoft. They're spending a lot of their philanthropic dollars on scanning books that are, what is that word?
Out of publication, maybe? Or
no, domain, public domain.
Oh, right, yeah.
Books that...
we want to get to the other ones, too, though.
The
non-public domain.
You want them to scan, like...
all books.
Like bestsellers?
Huh?
Like bestsellers and stuff?
Everything. Everything should be digitized.
Well, you can go to Amazon and...
pretty much everything is.
Read it on your Kindle if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's all... every new book is put into digital form. Actually...
well, nowadays, I guess it is. Yeah, pretty well.
It's not... in fact, it's, for the most part, from the author's brain, it's put into digital
right,
form.
Right, true, yeah.
Instantly.
On the computer.
So... but for the most part, when you're selling a book, you don't send a PDF. Do you usually actually send them a real manuscript, or how do you?
I try at all costs to avoid sending real stuff. It's just too time consuming
and costly.
Yeah, you got to pay for the book, and then you got to mail it, and you got to wait, and they got to respond, or if you want them to send it back, like what's the point even? Because it's going to be ruined. Like I try not to deal with anybody that doesn't do digital. It's okay. 2009, man.
What?
Yeah. If you're a big agency and you don't do digital and you don't take emails and that sort of thing, suck it.
Suck that book. Yeah.
So another thing about the libraries, I remember, I don't know if they still do this, but they had like a chess club.
What?
I used to be into the chess club thing at the library at some point. I remember going and playing games and stuff and...
I remember a really good chess player in my school as well. Great school. Jeff Peach. If you're out there, Jeff Peach, hello. But he used to challenge every teacher, and nobody could ever beat him.
Yeah.
No teachers could beat him. Like, he was that good. And he was, like, one of those fast chess players. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And then people would just, you know, just hang back. And then they'd make a move. And as soon as they made their move, he knew exactly.
Yeah, when you really know the game, it's not even a game anymore. It's just whatever you're going to do, I will know automatically what to do to take your man or get the better of you in a couple of moves. Or, what you know, they know everything.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's all just, it becomes not a game anymore, honestly, from that. You know what I mean? It's just like, really? For good chess players. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they know everything.
They take it to a different
level. With every move, there's a counter move.
Exactly.
And it'll always be the right one. It'll always be the best thing to do. You know what I mean? And they just win.
Depending on what kind of strategy.
We played a lot at work. We used to set up underneath the van in between you know, the left and right side, we'd have a chessboard set up. And then you could, you know, between every van, you can go make your move and whatever, or, you know, that kind of thing. And we used to do that a lot. Steve Decole was pretty good. And used to play with Pat McGuire. You know Pat McGuire?
Yeah.
Pat got really good at playing chess. He started reading some books and stuff, and he got really good. And just, you know, and me, I just play chess. Like, I always play chess. I'm okay. But but Pat got really good, and Steve was pretty good.
Really?
Chess, yeah.
That doesn't surprise
me. We used to play a lot. Every day, all day, we played chess.
And made minivans.
Oh, yeah. I think we did that, too. So anyway, there's a public library thing. We'll let everybody know that you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com. You can leave us a recorded message.
On papyrus, you first get the ink and then, go to the Jabbercast website. And there's a little My Chingo widget on the page there. And you just push the record, leave a message, talk into your computer, and it'll magically show up on Big JD's laptop.
Okay, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Stephen Larry, fine purveyors of used books.
The Steve and Library .com.
They're on the corner of Wabash and Strabane, beautiful Burbank, California. And if you're ever in Burbank, stop by and get a book from them.
Steve and Larry Briaries.
Larry Briary. I remember being, that just reminded me of some place that had used books. It was a bookstore in Cleveland. And the guy let us go in the basement of this place.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like magazines from like way, way back.
Wow.
We spent a whole afternoon at the bottom of this.
It's pretty neat. Eh?
It smelled like musty and yucky, but you just go through all the stuff and it was like, wow, it just took you back in time. But anyway, what is this week's quote?
Also brought to us by John Lubbock. And do you know who John Lubbock is?
He's
Sir John Lubbock, 4th Baronet, 1st Baron Avebury. He was a banker, like in the, he died in 1913, so that'll tell you something. He was English.
They named Lubbock, Texas after
finance. He was in finance, biology, archaeology, politics, and spelling, apparently, whatever that could possibly mean. And he was known for bank holidays.
Sweet.
Whatever that could mean, really. I guess it was his idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
His influences, Charles Darwin. Anyway, he was born the 30th of April, 1834, and died on the 28th of May, 1913. A little bit of trivia for you. And he said, "We may sit in our library and yet be in all quarters of the earth." And that's because of all the knowledge there.
You can pretty well be taken anywhere on the earth going into a library. You can find out about Egypt if you wanted to, or China, or Japan, or...
But you have to get the books first off the shelf and everything.
You can't
just go sit in the library and then...
You actually have to read the books, absolutely.
You are amongst all the knowledge, but you won't gain any if you don't pull the book out and open it.
You're amongst it, that's right. You actually have to pull the book out.
You got to do a little something.
All that reminded me of when I just said Japan or China. Do you know who Kevin Rose is?
Kevin Rose?
Yeah.
The guy, who is that?
He's the guy who started Dig.
Yeah.
He just went, and I'm following him on Flickr and Twitter or whatever. He just went to China on a tea tour.
Wow.
I know. And he took some video of some of the places he went.
I'd slip a disc going on a tea tour. That's really awesome.
This guy, I didn't realize this, but he is a tea head. Like, yeah, he just knows his tea upside one and down.
Wow.
The other. Yeah. Does that sound awesome?
Nah, it sounds amazing.
And for him to be a real tech guy, he says, you know, he did take his iPhone, but he says he was up in the mountains. He said he was just away from civilization, basically. And you just, these people take you up in mountains and test different teas and you'd hang out and chill.
Wow. Yeah. I know a professional, that my mentor and teacher, professional clown, went to China to clown.
That'd really?
That'd be neat too, yeah.
Do clowns originate from China? Is there?
Well, there are clowns in China. You know the Chinese clown type, those... way their faces are painted and they do like all kinds of different things.
Sure, yeah.
They're known for a lot of that. kind of stuff. Some of it not funny stuff, but you know what I mean? With the painted and the dragons and the all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, clowns in China look a little different than our regular clowns, I think. But
well, yeah, their eyes are a little more slanted, aren't they?
Well, yeah, if you want to get technical. Next week on the Jabbercast, or whenever.
Oh.
Awards and prizes. Have you won any awards? I see there's a spelling error on the website.
Okay.
We'll have to take that up with the webmaster. Have you won any awards? And what for? Track and field, other sports, trophies, ribbons, and how about a prize for an accomplishment? Awards and prizes are fun to win. Many come from hard work and dedication. Another fun show on the Jabbercast.
Sounds like fun.
Awards and prizes.
Nice.
Fun for everybody.
Prizes.
And what's the prize for the 10th caller that week?
A Jabbercast t-shirt.
The Jabbercast website URL for the 10th caller.
No, we want everybody to know what that is.
That's right. Thejabbercast.com.
You bet.
So we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.